This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Who should reestablish contact if there has been no contact for 2 weeks?
So that it's kind of hard to know the context of that. Is that a girlfriend? Is that somebody you're in a relationship with? Or is this a girl you went out with a couple of times and she was starting to pursue and she stopped? But I would have to assume that that is not a serious relationship. Maybe they were just kind of dating and hooking up and all of a sudden she stopped reaching out. And so if 2 weeks have gone by, and I don't know, maybe it's only a handful of dates you've been on, she doesn't reach back out, then it's probably not a good sign.
Right.
But since 2 weeks has gone by, I'd reach back out and try to set the next date, mm-hmm. see what happens. So if you've been dating for several months and then all of a sudden, you know, she stops reaching out, then usually the fallback, like the book says, is once a week. So I don't really know, but he says they haven't spoken in 2 weeks and they were in no contact.
Yeah, no contact.
So say it one more time.
Who should reestablish contact if there has been no contact for 2 weeks?
Reestablish contact. Okay, yeah. So it's not a no contact question. It's just that they were talking and going out and then for whatever reason, she stopped reaching out to him.
Yeah.
So he let 2 weeks go by. I would definitely reach out after 2 weeks. Maybe she's in a different headspace. Maybe she's dating another guy, but that's not a good sign. If you were dating and all of a sudden 2 weeks have now gone by and you haven't heard a peep out of her. Mm-hmm. Obviously she's not too bothered by it.
Right.
That's so way maybe too the last date he did something wrong, or maybe they had sex for the first time and it was terrible and now he hasn't heard from her. So it's not a good sign. Let's put it that way. It's indicative that her interest has dropped, or maybe an ex came back in the picture.
Right.
That's what it sounds like. He was somebody was seeing, and now all of a sudden she's not making any effort.
Right. And just like shoot like one message. Don't blow up her phone or anything like that. That'll push her away way further.
I just reach out to her and ask her when she's available to get together because you'd like to see her. Mm-hmm. See what happens. See what she says.
Yeah.
Something is amiss. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I wish he said more in that question. Because there has to be something. Someone doesn't just cut you off for nothing, you know?
Yeah, there's a drop in interest or there's another guy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, definitely reach out. Try to set a date. And her response will tell you everything. If she wants to see you, she'll make it easy to go out with her. And if not, she'll, oh, I'm busy, I got this or I got that. Or she'll say, hey, I'm going to give my ex-boyfriend another chance.
That sucks. Yeah.
And then you just say, hey, well, if it doesn't work out, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time it doesn't.
Right.
Current events form future trends, as Gerald Celente of the Trends Research Institute says.